First Amendment provides Americans with the right to free speech. However, that seldom applies to pro sports. Guys are continually fined for what they say. But the National Football League did not punish anyone for abusing the replacement referees. Is that a good move?
I don't think so. I think that they should have allowed the referees that they put in place. We wouldn't have the games without them. So we had to, as players, accept responsibility. They're going to make mistakes, part of the game, as far as I'm concerned. And I'm basing them in the media did nothing but show how low we are when it comes to sport.
Well, it became almost a cultural phenomenon to lambaste them. It almost became a crutch for media, for fans, for the players themselves. The social phenomenon that Twitter is now, yep, as it was the starting point for a lot of them to make their comments. And, you know, I mean, it is what it is. When you open that can of worms and you have it costing a game in a multi-billion dollar industry, then you're going to have to...
Without the replacement, do you have a multi-million dollar game? No.
What do you mean?
So they should accept, if they didn't have replacement referees,
yeah,
they wouldn't have been playing.
Right.
Why lambaste them? They should be saying, "Well, thank you. I'm collecting a paycheck."
No, you can't. Because it's a natural. It's a natural progression. If the guys are going to go out there and make the calls that they did
as inept as they were, coming from lingerie football
and tier three football and
watch
whatnot,
it.
They weren't qualified to be on the ground.
Wrong with lingerie
No, there isn't. Not to watch, but there is to officiate and then come to the NFL. So you have to say you got to play the game. I fully agree.
Hold on. The power of the tweet.
It's powerful.
Pretty strong, yeah.
It's a PR tool, but you know, you have to have a certain amount of respect for the officials, I think. You know?
I think the officials were put into a very uncompromising position.
Absolutely.
The referee in chief, the commissioner of the league says to the referee in chief, these games must be played. And having been through this, all of a sudden you got to remember, if 20 or 30 are your crew, you're dealing with referee number 31 through to 60. You know they're not going to be the top of the game. All I look at
you
is this
didn't
one.
You get those guys.
Yeah, right. I look here and say this. To me, there's absolutely no communication between those two officials who are X amount of feet apart.
Yeah.
That one say yes and one say no without first taking a split second, that, quite frankly, should not have happened.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But should those guys have been defended the same way they would defend officials now?
Well, they
absolutely
were.
Absolutely.
When they went to the whole 24-hour kerfuffle after Seattle Green Bay, they said they made the right call.
Right, but
then they also allowed players from basing them.
Well, all sorts of guys have been fined. All sorts of coaches that were the last. Well, how many fines came out in the last 3-4 days?
He almost grabbed.
Are you talking about players because they went on Twitter?
Yeah.
Well, then you have to have a whole separate entity of what you're going to
do.
The NHL
does it all the time. The NHL fines guys.
Well, then it's
one
of the first things that the NHL is ahead of the NFL on.
How much do you use Twitter, Jordan?
By the second.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We use it all the time.
I don't know how to tweet.
Sure.
Hold on. Let's tweet now.
Okay. Tweet me.
So no. You don't have to tweet.
I don't know how to tweet.
Because your two followers are actually in this room.
My whistle's in my car. I feel lost.
Tweet something about Bobby Orr. That'll freak all your followers.
Jordan Knight, as he tweets, let's go around and tell you. Once again, the name of his book is Concussion.
Yes, it's called Concussed. And thank you very much for launching it with me. October 4th, we're in Winnipeg doing the same thing. It's been an incredible journey. Keith and I are very honored to have had.
And why should we go to your website? What are we going to see?
Liam McGuire's Ultimate Hockey is we're building a new hockey portal, Michael, with interviews, contesting with trivia, podcasts, and all sorts of blogs. So we welcome anybody to come by. Drop me an email. I answer to everybody, and I'm on Twitter, Liam_hockey.
Okay.
Jordan,
you guys, ask him
me
a question.
Wow.
Ask him a question that has some kind of numeric answer to it.
What was my sweater number when I first started as an official in the National Hockey League?
Oh, my God. It started in 1971.
Wrong.
Okay. 70-71, was that not your first season?
I'm just looking for the answer.
All right. I don't know your sweater number.
How thick is the layer of ice?
Same as
Eddie. 3/4 of an inch.
Same as Eddie Shack.
Awesome. Thank you guys for
Eddie Shack, 23.
What did you tweet, by the way?
I didn't tweet.
Oh, you should have faked it.
I'm going to tweet right now.
Best show ever. You can see this guy in Ottawa, Toronto, and Montreal. Good to see you, man. Come back in a decade.
Thanks.
Not sooner, though.